The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Monday, May 16th edition of the program. Back from Chicago and an actual day off. My voice may sound a little funny because I'm at the mid or latter part of a cold, but we have a lot of news to talk about today. First off, the horrific shooting in Buffalo and the immediate politicization of this, a mass murder by a white supremacist lunatic. What can we take from this as it pertains to law enforcement, as it pertains to how this kind of atrocity could be prevented in the future? Also, a mass shooting in a church near Laguna Beach, California. It was stopped by parishioners. Mostly Asian church, and an Asian man in his 60s, Asian American man, is in custody. We'll discuss that, plus what I saw myself in Chicago that was distressing. As much as there's a lot of great stuff about that city is in trouble in a lot of ways. But, you know, the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund is currently defending many officers believed to be wrongfully accused, charged, or fired for doing their jobs. These officers and their families are counting on you to support them now in their time of need. Your donation will help them stay out of prison and avoid being financially bankrupted by bogus accusations and pressure from the far left to charge the police simply for doing their job to protect you. Take a moment now and go to policedefense.org. Not only are they raising the funds necessary to get officers who have been charged the best possible legal defense, they're helping to keep the lights on, keep food on the table, keep a roof over their heads, their families' heads. Fundraising is crucial in these woke times where officers are being unjustly targeted. Go to policedefense.org now. Consider contributing just $15 or more to the Police Defense Fund to help these officers in their time of need. Policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. Before we get into actually the two mass shootings, I'll tell you something about Chicago. So I had gone there, and a lot of you had said to me on social media, on Twitter, you know, be careful. And my thought process on this was, look, there are 2.5 million people who live in Chicago. It's America's third most populous city. But it's really, L.A. doesn't feel like a city the way New York and Chicago do. It's a very different kind of city. And I thought to myself, well, look, I've never been. I'm going to go. I went with Carrie, who is my significant other. You may have seen some photos on that of her over the weekend. So now that's out there in public. And I thought to myself, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to see what it's like. But a lot of you were saying to me at the time, it's really dangerous. Watch out. And I know something about crime in major cities, having grown up in New York during its most violent period. A lot of people think it was the 70s. That's not true. There might have been more decay and financial trouble in the city in the 70s. But New York was at its most violent in the early 1990s. So I grew up in a city with over 2,000 murders a year. And that was clearly very concerning for all. It was horrific. And so when I went, when I was being told by people, well, Chicago is dangerous, I thought, well, I understand how this goes. Surely there are areas of Chicago that are dangerous, but it will be fine in the area where I was staying, right on the river, on the Chicago River, within easy walk of Lake Michigan, in the most crowded, most touristy, most downtown part of the entire city. So it felt like, well, that has to be a safe place, right? A safe area. And there was some racket, you know, a little bit of downtown disorder. The Friday I got there was some kind of a flash party that was thrown, hundreds and hundreds of kids. But that, look, as a party, it didn't seem like a big deal. But over the course of the weekend, I went to The Bean, which I had never been to before, which is this metallic, it kind of looks like a coffee bean. I don't know what else to say, but it's this metallic structure. It's one of the most famous, it's in Millennium Park. It's one of the most famous tourist sites of all of Chicago. And I bring this up because it was a glorious weekend in terms of weather, and people were just stopping to say, oh my gosh, isn't it so beautiful? And everyone that I met who found out that I was my first time in Chicago, they said, well, your timing is perfect because the weather's been pretty terrible all year. It just got good. Like, that was the first good weekend of weather they had in Chicago the whole year. So where it wasn't, you know, raining and really warm, where it wasn't super cold, which is most of the time, as we know. And so I thought, oh, I'm so lucky. And I'm walking with Carrie by the Bean. And I turned around and I said, you know, maybe we conservatives think that the situation in Chicago, it's clearly very bad based on the numbers, but maybe the disorder hasn't spread quite as far across the city. I was just trying to be contrarian and keep myself honest with this. But I said to her, it seems pretty safe around here. I don't really sense. And then we went to dinner. And while we were at dinner, she got a notice on a news notice on her phone. She also works in news, saying that there had been a shooting. Not only was there a shooting in Chicago, there was a shooting at The Bean in Millennium Park, a fatal one. A 16-year-old was murdered. Just someone got in some kind of dispute, pulled out a gun, shot him to death right there. I think there might have been one or two others who were also wounded, and they made two arrests at the situation. But you have to understand, for a city like Chicago, on its most beautiful day of the year weather-wise, in its most well-known and trafficked park, at perhaps it's, after some of its skyscrapers, most famous tourist attraction, to have a shooting right there over the weekend on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday early evening, is an indicator of something. A fatal shooting at that is an indicator of something. And as you know, you read about this over the weekend, you'll hear, you know, 20 shot in Chicago, 7 fatally, you know, 30 shot in Chicago, 8 fatally. It's just, it's appalling what's going on there. And you have Democrats in charge of these major cities, and they're doing a terrible job, and they're ruining major cities. I mean, that is always going to leave. I was somebody who went to the city of Chicago. I'm a New Yorker. I went with an open mind, and there is fantastic food and great people, and there's a lot to recommend Chicago. There's no question about that. But I will always remember saying, maybe it's not that bad here. And then someone was murdered right where I said that a couple hours later in a very crowded, safe part, supposedly safe part of the city. And that's not something that you easily will shake off in terms of your perceptions of a city and how safe it may be. And Democrats are ruining these places. And they're ruining them because ideologically they're opposed to doing the very obvious, taking the very obvious steps that one would do if ending crime was really the purpose of their policies. If they took social justice and righting historical wrongs and an anti-police attitude, all these things, if they removed all of that and they just did what was necessary to... And people say, well, what do you think it is? It's very straightforward, actually. You allow police to do their jobs. You back them up as long as they're doing their jobs lawfully and in good faith. You take violent or serious criminals off the streets for long periods of time. And then you see where you are. But you have to. I mean, society is at war right now in these cities with the criminal element. And they're preying upon disproportionately on minorities. And in fact, the victims by the numbers of these shootings are disproportionately young black men. So the same Democrats who are often pushing the narratives about criminal justice, saying that they're trying to be more fair to minority communities, that's actually not the end outcome of their policies. The policies are that they make communities, all communities, worse off and make things more dangerous. So that was my sense of Chicago over the weekend. I was glad I went. I had a very good weekend as a visitor, but the crime situation is serious and is something that needs to be taken out of the hands of woke Democrats and handed to people who are serious about handling it. And now on to, I also saw the news over the weekend, of course, of the horrific shooting in Buffalo. And this always plays out in the immediate aftermath, in the media narrative, in a way that is highly predictable. Let's just start with that. That shooter in Buffalo is a sick maniac who should spend the rest of his life in prison, if not be executed for what he did, whether you believe in capital punishment or not. If you believe in capital punishment, then he should end his days with a bag over his head and a needle in his arm. Let's be very clear about that. So this shooter is a monster, and there are monsters among us, people that latch on to hateful ideologies and their brains become polluted with viciousness. And let's also be clear, the choice is made to be evil. And this is an instance of pure evil. It's heartbreaking that these 10 people, African-Americans, were murdered in this supermarket in Buffalo. It's a very difficult day for the whole country. It's horrific. Now, there was also a shooting, another mass shooting in a church, as I mentioned, in near Laguna Beach in California, but only one person, fortunately, was killed there. A few other were shot, but the parishioners in the church were able to stop that mass shooter. In the case of Buffalo, there was a brave retired police officer who was a security guard who did open fire, and he stood in the way. He put his life on the line. He lost his life defending people because the shooter had him outgunned mostly because he had body armor on, and so the rounds didn't penetrate, and the security guard wasn't able to stop the threat. It's a shame. I mean, all of us sit here and say, God, why couldn't just one of those rounds have gone a little bit higher and hit this piece of disgusting evil waste right between the eyes and ended the threat? It wouldn't have saved every life, obviously. That there were others who were shot outside, but it would have saved lives inside. Tragically, that didn't end up being the way the situation unfolded. And now you have this individual in custody. And I'll just say, there's evil in the world. We need to confront it. We need to be aware of it. But these things that the politicians rush to right away, where they say, oh, if only we could have more gun control laws, that would have stopped this. Well, that's not true. I wish we could stop this. I wish there's anything we could do to stop this. And I'm open to any real ideas, but their gun control measures will not stop it. Blaming Twitch, the live streaming platform, because this sick maniac put it on Twitch as he was engaged in this act of mass murder. Twitch is a streaming platform. I believe they took it down within 2 minutes as soon as anybody flagged this for violent content. I believe they acted with relative speed on this issue, but as long as you're going to have people who can live stream horrific content, there will be mass shooters, it seems, who are able to, at least for a period of time, do this. And then the blaming of conservatives for this, that's just in bad faith. And that's not surprising, but they want to pin the evil on those on the right that they don't like, even though there's no connection whatsoever. The Bernie Sanders supporter who tried to murder a dozen members of Congress were all conservatives. Bernie Sanders is not responsible for that. You know, Biden and the Democrats are not responsible for the subway shooter in New York City. I mean, this is you look at the way people try to connect these things. We can't let them get away with it. And obviously, we don't do that because we don't try to make those connections, because it's all done in bad faith. Switching gears here for a moment, friends. You run a small business, but who is running your HR? If the answer is I'll figure it out myself or no one, remember, one employee can turn your world upside down. But HR is not just about avoiding risk. As a business leader, you should do right by the people you employ. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours, so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. Your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance, available by phone, email, or real-time chat. An in-house HR manager can cost up to $80,000 a year. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. For all the business owners out there, for all the HR folks, people who need HR help, Bambi.com/buck. That's Bambee.com/BUCK. And team, I'll have a lot more for you tomorrow. We'll do a longer pod tomorrow. Sorry about the brevity today, but my voice, I'm hoping, is going to hold out through the radio show. I will speak to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.